my show. You're in it, Bullets. Here is BBS Radio. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour. I am a psychic medium, intuitive consultant, and offering readings to the callers. The music you were listening to is titled Going Within, and it was written for me and performed and created by Joe Dex. You can find more info on him at my website, www.michaelgoger.com. Stop in and check out his page. Go to my guest page, my guest lineup page. Go there and you'll find all the info you can on Joe Dex. Okay, everybody, we have toll-free numbers, USA and Canada. Get your pen ready. I think I say it once or twice during the show. They're all over my website, the BBS Radio website. You're listening to Station 1. Always remember that, especially as you're promoting me or word of mouth, Station 1. There is three or four stations here, so, and I am on Station 1. Okay, toll-free USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada, 1-888-815-9756. And if you got a plan, dial direct, 1-530-876-3222. And again, if you'd like more info on me or who I am or what I do, www.michaelgoger.com. There's all kinds of info there. I have a Yahoo group. You're welcome to join that. A MySpace, connect to that, a mailing list, and my special interests that I endorse and promote can also be found there. So stop in and check it out and bookmark it and read up on me. BBS will be changing servers soon, so there's going to be some interruptions and some disturbances, so if you do run into a few problems, just hang on there. There's just changing servers and getting settled in, so expect that. And I do have Pal Talk shows will be starting up. I will be announcing them through my Yahoo group and my mailing list, so that's why it's important to join these mailing lists and groups so you can stay on top of what I'm doing. Within the next 2 months, I have some major milestones coming up in my life and some changes going on, and you'll also see some disruption with me, too, maybe canceling a show or changing a schedule, so bear with me. And by the beginning of the year, you'll have a different Michael Goger. More of Michael Goger, too, in many different ways. And it's too soon to talk about it, but it's right there and it's happening. So bear with me and join my group so you can stay on top of what's going on. Okay, I have a caller, I believe. I'll go right to the caller. I got the numbers out there for everyone. So if you'd like to get a reading, give me a ring. I am a psychic medium. I prefer intuitive, but I think intuitive covers it all. But I am a psychic medium, and I can do nonstop readings. I got the ability to just keep right on reading, just keep right on talking. So call in. And if you have called in before, don't feel bad if you get through every week or every other week. Don't feel bad. Just pick up the phone and call. If we're not busy, I have no problem calling somebody, reading somebody once a week. There's no issue there, so don't feel bad about a call. There's two groups on my website that I would like to mention from time to time, and one pertaining to psychic development, meditation, and just about anything spiritual or metaphysical could be found at Awakening Within. Marilyn is the owner and the creator there, so if you're on chat and Yahoo or Pal Talk, you might want to join this group. There's a lot of info. She does several gatherings a week and meditations, and you would find it interesting and informative. And there's another group on there, the Angel Cafe. If you're a loved one or a caregiver to anyone that is suffering from mental or emotional illnesses, you may find this group and the lady that created and owns that group, Victoria. She, you'll find lots of information there and referrals and a few other people that are going through the same thing. So check these groups out. They're on the front page of my website, and if you fall in this category, you can find some comfort there. Okay, do we have a caller? Sometimes I keep talking, I won't even know there's a caller waiting. So is there somebody on the line?
Hi. How are you, mate?
Hi, how you doing? How long have you been there?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, I'm doing good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, what's your first name?
My name is Gage.
Say that again.
G-A-G, Gage.
Fred?
Gage, D-A-G, Gage.
D-A-G, dash.
Yeah, D-A-G.
Okay. What part of the world are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada, Toronto.
Oh, from Canada. Okay. All right. Well, have you heard me read before?
Yes.
Okay, I'll just jump into your reading then, all right?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and if you've been hanging on all this time, I apologize. I was just rambling on and...
No, it's okay.
I wasn't sure if I had a caller on or not. Okay, Dag, You know, you're going into a cycle that's going to be, I feel very, you're going to have a lot of good things going on here. Now, I feel blessed. I feel like everything is going to turn around for you. It's like, I feel like I've been through a lot, and it's been kind of unstable, and things are going to settle down, and I feel like it goes down to everywhere, where I'm living, where I'm working, where relationships, anything with ill health or problems there are going to be improved and made easier for you. I feel like I'm going into something new, too. Like I want to start an enterprise or a business or a new job. Or does that make sense to you?
Actually, right now, I'm not into it, but might be yes.
Okay, right now you're not working?
No.
Okay, are you looking for work?
Yes.
You're going to find it. You're right on top of it. Okay?
Okay.
But I got something with business. Are you also something on the side, business, or into something? Trying to start something?
Right now, no, because there are plenty of proposals coming for business, but nothing has been going successful.
Oh, okay. So there's an avenue of energy there, then, for things to come to you. Yeah, I heard you say proposals.
Yeah.
This is what I'm feeling. Like I'm going to have many, many different types of opportunities coming at me. And I want to pay attention to them because I feel like several of them are going to be good for you. So I would check into everything that comes my way for a while. Okay. Especially between now and the beginning of December. You understand that? I just feel like not only a job will be found, but something else is going to be given to you.
Okay.
And it's going to be mixed in like with business, starting a business or getting into a business with someone, this type of a thing.
Okay.
So stay open for that and watch for it. Okay?
Okay. Do you see I'm living in Canada or some other part of the world?
Okay, whether or not it involves a move or relocation.
Yeah.
That's a good question. I'm right on the border with that. I am feeling that it's going to involve training or schooling, if that helps. Okay. You may have to go away for training or schooling or to a different place and then just... Remember me saying that, okay?
Okay.
In case that's involved. And also, very strong with training and education with this. Almost like you're going to have to satisfy some type of requirement, and it's going to involve training and education. But I feel like I'm flying right through it. I got no problems with it, and I'm passing. Do you have any interviews coming up?
Right now, no. Okay. Might be because I'm not very sure right now.
Okay. Well, I feel like you're going to have an interview coming to you soon.
Okay.
Okay, and then some type of testing that goes with it. Okay. Are you going to a gathering, too? There's a social event or an invite to go somewhere? Does that make sense to you at all?
Right now, no idea about that.
Okay, I got a feeling you're going to be invited to go somewhere or the next 30 days, and it's going to be a very special event. I want to go to it because I'm getting some advice and I'm getting some comfort from being there. I feel like it may even involve good friends or family. I'm also being pulled back to past memories and experiences. I feel like people and memories and experiences from the past are going to come forward to you and affect you in some way where it's going to affect your future. Almost like a family member or a friend from the past might even be involved in some of the offers or opportunities that come your way. Keep that in mind, too.
Okay.
Okay, it's important. I feel like this could be somebody you know already or somebody you haven't seen in a while, and you come in contact with them, and they have some ideas and opportunities or offers. So pay attention to the people in your past coming to you with ideas and changing things, okay? That could also be connected to the direction that you head in. And, again, I can't say it enough. Pay attention to any invites or gatherings that you get involved in. There's something important about it. This might be where it starts, during a gathering or a special event. I'm feeling by the beginning of December, you're into something. I think you're working by the beginning of December. I can feel something coming to you. And up and running by the beginning of December, I'm feeling for you, Dag. Also, relationship-wise, too, there's a lot of energy with this by the beginning of December. Are you in a relationship now, or are you looking?
No, I'm in a relationship. I'm married.
You're in one now?
Yeah.
Okay, is there something special coming up, an anniversary, or something by, say, the beginning of December?
Okay.
Something special going on. I feel like that's going to get better, and I'm not worried about relationship at all. I feel real good about it.
Okay.
I feel very special about you and your love interest and your relationship, and then it continues right out through the rest of the year. Everything else looks good for you, Dad.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so hang on there. I feel like you're right on top of finding something, and be alert for extra opportunity coming from especially people from your past. But just be on the lookout for something extra. Not only just a job, but something other on the side. So it could be a side business or involvement with a money-making opportunity. Okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you
very
much.
Okay, and I don't think you move out of Canada.
Okay,
I know you asked me that earlier, but I do see some travel for you. Now, it might involve education or training, so I'll just leave you with that, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, buddy, take care and good luck.
You too.
All right, thank you for calling the show.
You're welcome.
Okay, all right, everybody, if you'd like to know more about me, www.michaelgoga.com. I am available for private sessions. Just go to my website and check out the info. I am here twice a week, every Thursday and Sunday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and doing just what you're hearing. Once in a while, I have a guest. Hi, caller. How you doing?
Hi, Michael. This is Allison.
Allison?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. I'm enjoying my afternoon listening to your show.
What was that, Elsa?
I'm enjoying my afternoon listening to your show.
Oh, okay, okay. Good. How you been?
Good. I do have a question for you.
Okay.
First off, I apologize. After appearing on your show, I got quite a bit of email from some of my listeners and just really positive, nice things they said about you, and I'm going to email those to you, first off.
Oh, that's nice.
And second off, again, really excited about having you on my show on November 19th, but I do have a question. Do you ever, when you're doing readings, do you get, like, information, like, on someone's pet?
With pets?
Yeah.
I can. One of the secrets to using me is taking my thoughts where you want them to go.
Okay.
And but I like to let it happen naturally.
Uh-huh.
So I do have pets come through, and I do.
Well, it's the health of a currently living pet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the vets can't diagnose him.
Interesting. Interesting.
And
okay.
So I guess I'm just going to put it out there to you that, you know,
okay.
I've had medical tests done on him. They don't know what's wrong. He's gone blind.
Okay, interesting.
Mm-hmm. And I meant to ask you the other day when we were talking, so
okay.
I'm interrupting your show to ask. Sorry.
All right. Well, no, this is great. Fantastic. I like something different like this.
Okay.
I wish more people would do it because there's so much more to me that I don't even have a chance to get out there.
Right. Well, I know you're very... very good at what you do, so I'm taking a shot that maybe you can.
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to just be like, I really am not. If my dog passes away, I don't have a problem with that because I know that his spirit will be with me and he'll come right back.
Yeah.
But I don't want him to suffer. So that's the major thing that I'm struggling with is that he's gone blind and they don't know what.
Okay.
And I don't want him to be in pain. So I was wondering if you could just give me any insight.
Okay, I'm already picking up some stuff, so I'm just going to run with it.
Okay.
And let's see what we get. First of all, I am getting neurological for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Something went through his nervous system. Now, and affected the sight. But I'm hearing it's temporary, and that... time is going to tell more. I need to wait a little while longer, I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also hearing, are they treating him something with now?
They're giving him prednisone for his...
Okay. I got a feeling. I want to say, let's see if I'm right. I'm almost feeling his sight coming back.
Really?
And I'm hearing that the treatment that's being used... will be successful or help.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they're flashing a light on in the dark. So I got a feeling that, don't get your hopes up or get disappointed with me if I'm wrong, but I'm leaning towards his sight even coming back.
Really?
Now, I want to wait. I think he's going to see something like in like 8 days possibly.
Oh, okay.
In about another 8 days, you're probably going to see some improvements, or maybe he's starting to see things again.
Hmm.
So I'm hearing tell her to take a wait and see approach.
Okay.
And try not to change anything. Continue everything for at least a week. And they're showing me an 8, so
okay.
I want to go with give it 8 more days and continue doing what you're doing.
Okay.
So, and I believe that was connected to the issue at hand here.
Okay, because most dogs go blind from glaucoma.
Mm-hmm.
And his retina's detached, and there was no glaucoma. They didn't have any blood tests.
Yeah.
Nothing showed nothing.
Right. You know, I don't want to alter anything in any way,
mm-hmm.
but when I first connected to you and you mentioned dog, I seemed like a bug bite.
You saw what?
A bug bite.
Really?
Or an infected wound. There was
That's a possibility, Michael, because they said Lyme disease.
Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But he tested negative, so.
Interesting.
But that's interesting that you came up with that, because.
Yeah, because I was feeling a bug bite.
Really?
And and something went from the site and it spread, so.
Mm.
We either had like an infection in the nervous system or were some toxins.
Huh.
And
okay.
I believe the treatment's on track, and I'm feeling that it's going to help, if not work.
Mm.
Work or help, either one, but it's a definite improvement.
Well, you know, what you're saying, again, just to validate somewhat, is there's days where I know he sees something. And then there's other days where I can see that he's really in trouble. And they've said that he's blind, but I know there's days he can see, you know, because I just the way he reacts to things. So it's interesting what you're saying. Okay, so I'm gonna hang on with hope here. So
yeah, give it a. What was their prognosis? I mean, they.
Well, they more or less said, let's give him the prednisone, which will keep the inflammation down.
Okay.
And they said that that eventually, whatever caused the blindness, something else would surface, and that would allow perhaps a definite diagnosis.
Mm.
The only other thing that you can do is to go into, like, you know, tests that run thousands of dollars that they don't even know if they'd be able to diagnose him. And seeing his vision, they couldn't save his vision because we fought really hard to save his vision.
Mm.
We took him. I didn't know they had doggy ophthalmologists, but they do.
Wow.
But they couldn't save his vision. It just it was started in one eye and it went to the other, and then it was gone.
So they're in their opinion that the eyes are gone for good.
Well, that's what they said, that he's blind, and they said that until something else surfaces that can help to diagnose, like they were saying, things like cancer,
right.
Lyme disease,
right.
And they said something else would pop up that would show, perhaps give them a direction. And one of my concern with the prednisone is that he's losing his coat. He looks like a pot-bellied pig now because he's getting so fat from
right.
the prednisone.
Because of the prednisone.
Yeah, and so I'm really worried about the ramifications of long-term use of prednisone for him. And
yeah,
they more or less said it was, we keep him comfortable, and that's the choice. You know, give him a medicine that's not really good for him that'll keep him comfortable.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I don't know.
I was hearing that, keep him comfortable.
Yeah.
But
I do see sometimes where he can see. Maybe not.
Well,
totally, but I know he sees something.
He's a sick little doggy, I can tell you that.
You think, really?
Yeah, he's a sick little doggy, and he's still got a battle ahead of him too.
Mm.
And it might even see what I'm feeling is that he's really up against it, and there's maybe even more coming to him. But then I feel there's a rebound. And an improvement, and I got to run with what I'm feeling. So,
yeah, I hear you.
I'm just hoping and praying that I'm right. And,
yeah.
Because they're coming right out and saying an improvement in illness.
Okay.
And flashing the light in the tunnel to me is sight and getting sight back. So I know it's a long shot, but let's see. And this will be a good validation too, if it goes the way we're praying it does.
Yeah, well, we can only, like you said, the flash of the light in the tunnel can be the times that he actually does see occasionally. I feel he does, so.
True,
so, anyhow, that makes
true.
Sense.
But at least, but keep in mind, too, if it does get a little worse, that it could be, like, just before it gets better.
Because
I feel like it's going to take that kind of a course.
Okay.
There might be some more concerns and worries, and then,
okay.
and then it improves, so.
Right.
So,
well,
awesome. Good luck with your baby.
Thank you. He is my baby.
I'm looking forward to the 19th.
I am, too.
That's
8
o'clock, right?
8 o'clock. Everyone's really excited about having you on Visible by Numbers.
I love it. I don't get out much. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, hey, come on over to my place.
Yeah,
hang out in my house.
Your
and
nightclub.
And we'll welcome you there. So I'm looking forward to it, Michael. Thanks for your advice on the dog. I appreciate it.
All right, Alice.
All right.
Thank
take care.
You.
All right,
take
bye.
Care. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, everybody, you're listening to Your Inner Thoughts, BBS Radio. It's the only radio station on the planet. Give me a ring. You want to call? You want to psychic reading, intuitive consultant, give me a ring. I'm here twice a week for 1 hour, doing what I do best is reading. I like to chat and talk, too. I can gossip. So give me a ring, ask me questions. Bookmark BBS Radio. This place is fantastic. There's something for everybody here. Paula, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Welcome to my show.
Thank you. I've been trying to get on to you for I don't know how long, for years.
No.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, it's about a year. It's about a year.
I'm only kidding you. But I know I hear this so many times that it's... I wish I had a studio with a lot of mics so everybody can get to me.
Yes, yes.
Wait, what's your first name?
My name is Francine.
Francine, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Tannersville. I'm at a friend's house, but I live in Woodstock, New York.
I'm sorry, Francine.
God bless you.
I just had to clear my throat, and I moved the mic so I wouldn't cough in your ear.
Okay.
Did you say Tannersville?
Yeah, I'm up in Tannersville.
Oh, great. A local.
Yes.
New York.
Yes, yes.
Very
I'm a friend of Kathy. Cat P1. A friend of hers.
Yes, another local. Good. I'm glad.
Yes, another local. Right, right.
Good, because and within 2 months, I'm going to be hitting the newspapers in this area with the show.
Wonderful.
And I want to bring it out of the closet. Nobody in this area knows I do this.
Oh.
So my neighbors and my coworkers, I work
with 2,000
people.
So you live up here,
people.
Too?
What's that?
You live up in the Catskills, too?
Yeah, I live right in Kasaki.
Oh, Kasaki. Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah, I was born and raised in Brooklyn, Queens, but I've been up here for 40 years.
Yeah, I was born in Brooklyn, and my parents moved to Orange County.
Wow.
When I was 10.
Good.
And my husband and I went to school together, and then we got married.
Oh.
And then we moved to Woodstock.
No kidding. I got relatives in Woodstock.
Wonderful.
And we came up here when I was 10, fell in love with my neighbor, and we've been together since.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
Very good. Well, welcome to the show. Tell everybody in Tannersville about it.
Oh, I will.
I'd appreciate it. And what was your first name?
Francine.
Francine. Okay, I'm sorry.
That's
all right.
Okay.
Have you been listening to the show and me read? I'll just jump into your reading, Francine.
Go right ahead.
Okay. I right off the bat with you, I want to... right off the bat, I'm feeling that you got a lot of changes going on here. Between now and the end of the year, you're going to be like leaping forward in many different ways. I want to go... I want to go everywhere with this. It's the finances, the home. Are you moving or are you exposed to somebody moving right now, Francine?
No.
Or planning on it?
Well, my husband's always looking for property to move. He wants to move out of Woodstock and into Shokan if possible, but I don't know if that'll ever pan out. He's been looking for years for a property, but nothing has come about yet.
Interesting. He may bump into something soon or start back up again looking.
Okay.
Or get excited about some opportunities or offers or information.
Okay.
So you may see that developing, and some of it may be connected to what you're looking for or what you guys are interested in need.
Good.
And... you know, I feel like I've been through a lot. I feel like I've been there's been some chaos in my life. Almost like I'm in need of a peaceful break or some harmony and balance in my life.
Yes.
And I want to think this, and I want to feel that, and I want to breathe it, and eat it, and sleep it, because I feel like I need it. And it's going to be given. The cycle that you're going into will be one of peace and harmony.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm hearing to tell you. Things are going to be calmer and you're going to be coping better. And relaxing, too, seems to be important. Like, I'm very much in need of relaxing and taking it easy. So keep that in mind as you go through things.
Okay.
Especially the next 30 and by the end of the year, the rest of the year anyway.
Okay.
Now, moderation is going to be very important. I feel like I might have a tendency to overdo or overextend myself or get into more than I want to get into.
Yes.
And between now and the end of the year, that is going to be more truer than ever. And be careful you don't do too much. I'm not panicking about it, but they're waving a flag. They're just saying, you know, keep it in mind.
Okay.
Because you might commit to more than you really want to. And take advantage of this time, this cycle, because I feel like it is a real good time to relax and enjoy. Stop and smell the roses, I'm hearing. Stop and smell the roses. Slow down just a little bit. You do have a fresh start coming up in many different ways. I think that's why I was feeling like maybe a move, but this is going to be... I feel like I'm discovering things, too, about myself, or I'm starting something new, or I'm being exposed to it. This could be hubby. Keep in mind, I'll pick up on people close to you.
Okay.
So if hubby is changing jobs or doing something new, I may feel like it's you, but actually I'm just picking up on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm going to be getting into... something that I never done before, I never thought I would do, or I'm surprised by that I'm doing it, or I have talent doing it. So, and this could be unfolding as you go to the end of the year. So keep that in mind, Francine.
Okay.
You're doing something new. Are you starting a business or going to school or?
Well, I'm not working right now because I was stung by bees over the summer, and I can't work because I'm a landscaper.
Mm.
So I'm staying in the house, and I go once a week to Albany for shots for the venom for the bees so I can work next spring.
Oh.
But the doctor said I can't work this year at all, the rest of this year.
And that's because of bees?
Yes, until we get a nice freeze.
Well,
yeah.
So are you, I think you're going to do something while you're waiting to go back to what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody might offer you something or introduce you to something. So
yeah.
Keep that in mind.
Okay, I will.
I don't know if it started yet or it's. I feel like it's manifesting, but and then you kind of like it and enjoy it, or you got talent for it, and you even think about maybe doing more of it.
Okay.
So keep that in mind, and I'll see what else comes through here before I let you go, because I feel like, let's see, first, this layover was meant to, you know, this layover you're going through was
yeah.
given to you as a discovery stage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to meditate and to think and to reflect and to ponder. And I believe while you're discovering things, you're also going to be manifesting new things in your life. And I believe it might be something to do either a creative hobby or something with the arts. I don't know if it's singing, writing, drawing. And it could involve money-making, creating, too,
okay.
or something from home. So be open to new creative processes that you come in contact with.
Okay.
Especially between now and the time that you can go back to what you used to. Okay? Because I really do believe that you're going to be introduced to or stumble upon something new and exciting, and you really throw yourself into it. And it would be successful if you did.
Okay.
Wonderful. The people,
wonderful.
I keep hearing the people around me. So this is going to come from friends or family or bumping into it. Let me see. And then I feel like I got something being negotiated, an inheritance or a settlement or a loan or grant. Are you trying for anything that you need approval on, or you're waiting for an answer, or?
No.
People around a table talking and deciding, and This is strong around the beginning of December. So
okay.
It's definitely dealing with the finances, things being negotiated on, waiting for approval or letting it go through. What about hubby? Has he got anything going on in the business arena?
Well, he's working now night and day to keep up with the business with a young fella that we have hired from college. And he comes home, he's exhausted, you know.
Right,
and,
right.
That's the only thing. And our son is helping us. You know, he is as much as he possibly can because he has his own job.
Right. So,
you know.
Everybody's got their hands full. But I'm being told,
right,
don't give up because you're like, it's almost like I'm 2 weeks away from finding something that'll get me over, tide me over.
Okay.
This is like the feeling, like, keep me going until I'm back to what I was doing.
Okay.
So, and it's almost like, I want to say, like, almost like 2 weeks away from, like, you finding it and then seeing that it works for you. And I keep hearing, tell her, don't give up, because it's right, you're right there, you're about to step into something. And, I don't see you losing ground or falling. I'm getting forward with this and upward. Even though it's slow, it's going to be forward and upward. So I'm not panicking like I'm going to lose or go under.
Okay.
Okay. So things are going to work out. And depending on what this new thing is coming to your life or these new opportunities, it depends on where they're going to take you and how you're going to use them.
Okay.
All right. So, but
yeah,
I do have it coming. The important thing right now is not to overdo or overcommit myself, and be very open to any people that can introduce something new to me that I can make some money on, or at least keep me busy in creating. But
okay,
I do feel there's a financial blessing connected to the new stuff that's coming to you. I almost want to say working from home in a business, getting some kind of a business going from home, or joining forces with somebody, making money on the side. So when it's in that area, pay attention to what you're hearing.
Okay.
Okay?
I will.
And I'll leave you with that.
Thank you so much, Mike.
I hope I helped you.
I hope you did, too, and I have a lot to look forward to, and I really appreciate it. Thank
Good.
You.
Good. Thank you.
I'll be calling you again.
Good, and spread the word.
I will.
All righty. Thank you.
Stay well. God
okay.
bless you.
Blessings.
Bye-bye.
To you. Bye-bye. Okay, everybody. That's a local phone call from my local area. And within 2 months, everybody in the local area is going to be talking about me. It's going to be interesting. Caller, are you there? Is there another caller? I'll go to a caller, and I'll just keep right on yakking. Okay, everybody. One of the questions. Hi. Caller, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Michael. This is Richard calling from Utah. I spoke with you two Sundays ago on your program. I'm very grateful, as always, for your input. We wound up the show with a question, didn't have time to answer, and you said this. I think I've got the wording correct, which my wife thought applied to me, but it was unusual wording. You said this, I believe, I want to meditate on this with my wife and connect with her more spiritually, and the answer you're looking for on this question is going to be found there.
I remember saying that.
Yeah. She thought that that meant that you were speaking for me and that she and I should meditate on it. And I said, well, the man said what he said. He said, I will. So I'm not sure what that means. And I will give you whatever background information regarding the question you desire. But you help me to help you, please.
No, this is interesting because I was told I would be talking about this on the show today, and I was just about to talk about it when your call came in about how I word my readings and express myself.
Yes.
And when I'm reading somebody, I'm trying to... Actually, what I'm doing is I'm almost becoming you.
Yes.
In any way I can.
Which is exactly what my wife...
Right.
Perceived.
And so when I say I, or I want to, or I'm feeling, or what is that, I feel I'm talking like it would be you talking.
Yes. And which makes total sense, and that's what she thought, but I hadn't heard you enough times to credit that. But also, I don't wish to belabor this unless you wish to say more for the general audience.
No, you got through, so let's see. Is there anything else that you got a question you want me to go right to?
I got too much. I got hours, so, I understand you do private readings, is that correct? And
I do private readings, yes.
And doubtless the information is on your site about that.
Yep, and I don't mind saying it on air. I asked $40 for a half hour, and you can email me at michael_gogan1@yahoo.com.
Very cool.
And we'll take it from there when you're ready, and if and when you're ready.
Okay. Well, I do have questions now, but I don't wish to monopolize the show.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. That's what I'm here for, and let's see what I can do for you. I feel like you have a lot going on.
And I think that probably answered your or validated your perception right there. I have much too much going on.
Okay. I can just jump into a reading, or you can just take my thoughts where you want them to go. If you want to get down to business.
I do, but I don't really understand what you said. What you just said. In other words, I can give you questions I've already got written down here. Or
I'm finding that if you dwell on a certain subject and you talk about it a little bit, I automatically kind of like go right to it, like a heat-seeking missile.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of heat on this one subject.
All right. Where you want to go? Business?
Which is where we wound up when you said, meditate with your wife. The answer will be found there. And you know what? Maybe we should just take that because you've already answered that.
Okay.
And we actually started working on that this morning. So
good.
Why don't we let that one go?
Okay.
And say that you've already answered that, and we'll go forward with different items.
Okay. All right. You know what? Well, I'm time restricted.
Yes,
so let me just give you what Spirit's saying to me.
Thank you.
And it could simplify things.
Sure, and I'll email you other questions. We'll do it private.
Yeah, sure. When you're ready, I'm going to be around a long time, and I'm about to become full-time at this. So.
Excellent.
So I am hearing that you and your wife definitely have a special connection. So they're pulling me back there.
Okay.
And
that was my first question.
Yes, you guys are like forever and forever and forever.
Mm-hmm.
Very spiritually bonded. It's almost like you can talk telepathically. You see this with a lot of couples, but with you, it's even above and beyond. And it's very emotionally passionate and intense. So there's something special about this with you and your wife. I think that's why I shot that out real quick just before I hung up.
Uh-huh.
And it's like the two of you are the yin and the yang. If you had an issue, you guys, if you would meditate or pray on it together or just contemplate on it, the answer would be found. It's amazing the info that can come out of the energy between the both of you.
Yes.
So keep that in mind. It's a very powerful tool you have going on there. And I got something special going on, too. I don't know if it's an anniversary or you're going to another level with it. Is she a wife or a fiancé?
She's my wife.
Oh, she's the wife. Okay, is there something, is an anniversary coming up? Or you?
Not terribly soon. I mean, we've been married 5 years, but we still celebrate every month. And instead of calling it an anniversary, I just dubbed it a luniversary because we still celebrate every month.
Very good.
So that's coming up on the first.
Okay. And they're saying one, too. I'm hearing the first one. Something special with friends. I don't know if it's family or friends, but something very special coming up next 30 days. So pay attention to the friends and the socializing that I'm doing. And they're showing me a new baby. Now, don't panic. That doesn't mean it's going to be you. If you guys were trying,
not likely. We're both about 60. So that's
okay. Wow, you sound.
Although we talked about it, and when we first were married, and she said, "Well, that would certainly be a miracle,"
Wow, you sound.
It could happen. It happened to Abraham and Sarah. So,
sure. I mean, energy-wise, you guys sound like you're in your 30s. But
thank
this could be a family member or a friend, or you being introduced to. a new soul coming in, so okay. Keep that in mind, too. And I'm feeling like you are going to not only a new soul, but also birth some many different things. You're in a cycle that is, I'm feeling it's going to career, work, possibly where I'm living, many different changes coming to you. And they're gonna, a lot of them are going to come through social support, friends, and connections that you already have.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing, so pay attention to them. And and a gift. Somebody's doing something for me. I'm being given a gift, and it's like the beginning of all my answers. Like, I don't know if you've got a connection that's has enough influence to hook you up in that way, like an amazing career or amazing home, or pay attention to people that know me or like me and that can do something for me, because I feel like it's not like you're taking charity. You're just being offered something like, wow, you know, how many people would want something like this? Like it's a job or the right home or something like that.
Okay.
So you have that manifesting. So, and I feel like I'm right on top of it, too. Probably by the end of the year, I want to say 30 days, showing signs of it, maybe, or clues, or even getting it started. Or so by the first week in December, I believe that you got some pretty exciting things going on.
Well, thank you.
And the business arena, too. Just about everywhere. Are you moving and changing jobs?
No, but you brought that up last time. Not on the physical plane, not at the moment. However, I'm very much in flux spiritually. And I'm feeling like this is more, you know, for a private, not that I'm hesitant about talking about it, but just because it could expand into so much time.
Yeah.
I'd say you're probably right on, but again, in the spiritual arena, and I need to see my way clearly ahead to see how to make such a change.
Right. I believe it's going to come through either somebody you know or somebody you meet within the next 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you have something major going on or something expanding for you. It's either something is expanding or you're looking for something new and you bump into circumstances that bring you in touch with people that are going to help you create this. So you're manifesting all of this,
mm-hmm.
is what's happening. Very strong with the arts. I don't know if it's design or clothing or writing or...
Well, I am a writer and in several different categories.
Okay. I would see that as the arts. A higher power absorbing this. So you're connected to the connection that's going to take this off is what's going to happen.
So it's what I hear from that,
yeah.
is basically just to keep on keeping on and stay open.
That and paying attention to the people that are in the field and already on the scene already.
Okay.
Because and the things the area that knows that you're seeking and searching,
mm-hmm.
and that are into the same stuff, that's where it's going to come from.
Now you're saying stay aware, or are you saying also to initiate, originate communication? You know, sending things out into the world more than just thought.
Yeah, I would like putting feelers out, resumes,
yeah.
portfolios,
yes.
word of mouth, networking.
Okay.
This type of a thing.
Yeah.
It brings you into and brings to you the next steps on the journey.
Okay.
And
that's just really scary to me right now, because I'm already, you know, not getting enough sleep due to all the other things I'm doing with work, and I mentioned to you about that you said there at the same time frame, you said end of November, beginning of December, there'll be a great victory in the legal arena.
Yeah.
That and just living and work are absorbing all my time to visualize getting out resumes. Oh my gosh! It's like, oh, where will I find the time?
Yeah.
But I'm being guided by you, so I wish to be open with my emotions about it and say that's kind of scary, just because I'm already pretty overwhelmed.
I would let it happen naturally.
Yeah.
I would never try to make a reading happen.
Right.
Because it's going to happen naturally. This would be in your normal course of living and searching and seeking.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And networking.
Mm-hmm.
But with you, I want to stay focused on the key words in the reading, writing and the arts,
mm-hmm.
and higher authority connections and word of mouth hookups. These are developing between now and the beginning of December. So the last reading was also around the beginning of December. End of November.
It was a victory clearing the way, is what I'm getting, for newness, for many new possibilities when this legal victory was accomplished.
Now, is there a legal, let me ask you this, is there anything legal going on now?
Oh, yes.
It is?
Oh, yeah, very much
so.
Oh,
okay. Okay.
I'm helping a family member with quite an urgent situation, not that I'm an attorney, but just as a writer and knowing a little bit, being able to read, you know, the law, et cetera.
Okay.
But yes, it's quite urgent.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to stick with that, seeing that there's one in the arena with us.
No.
But if there wasn't, I would also apply it to anything that comes up or anything that I'm trying to accomplish through negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
You see how it works with me?
Yeah.
So you already have a legal thing in the arena, so I'm going to stick with that. I'm feeling, actually right now, I'm feeling like it's still going well,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to go well. Mm-hmm. And the people that are handling it know what they're doing, and they're very good at what they're doing.
Okay.
And it's going to come through negotiations and bargaining. So I'm still staying with that.
That's very welcome, because non-professional as I am, I'm the one who's making it happen. Through the person who's supposed to be, who's, you know, rather passive about the whole thing.
Right.
But I'm doing the research and putting the pieces together, along with my wife, who's quite passionate, as you observed, but not as knowledgeable. But we're having to call the shots and get the work done on behalf of the person who's involved.
Right. Very talented, though, both of you.
Thank you.
Very high IQs I'm getting, and very talented, and bound to succeed. And you are. And I believe right now you're just now going into that cycle where things get a lot easier and seem to happen the way you need them to happen.
Well, that would be very welcome. It's been quite a struggle for several years. And,
I believe you're in it now. You're just starting it, and you're going to start feeling better and seeing things go better. And I believe it's going to follow you right up until the end of the year. And the next 30 days, you can see some signs and evidence of things turning around for you and going your way. So, all right?
Yeah, that's wonderful. Let's let this go. There's still a few minutes. Yeah. Somebody else can get a call in, and I will contact you privately.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. Yeah, I do so much of it, and if I feel like I got to spend the time with somebody, I do.
One, I'm not. I'm grateful for it. That's great.
I'm thankful for everybody out there that listens and calls the show. And if it wasn't for you guys, there would be no me. So,
all right.
And I like I take this very seriously. I put my heart and soul into it, and I enjoy helping people.
Well, it certainly shows.
Yeah, and at the same time, it's given me direction in my life. So,
mm-hmm.
it's all a win-win thing. All right, so you take care of yourself, and thank you for calling.
Thanks, and we'll talk off the air another time.
Good luck with everything, and I hope
thank
it goes the way I feel it will.
Thank you.
All righty, thank you. Take
Bye-bye.
Care. All right, everybody, I believe that's it for the call, so I'm going to wrap up the show. Is there a caller there? Okay, I don't want no calls then. It'll be too late to really give a good reading. This time in something like this is, first of all, you only get, 10 minutes, and then how much can you say in 10 minutes? And then you go over, and so just I know everybody understands and enjoys what I do. And I will see you Sunday. We got a very special show, Halloween special. Ghost Lady 8, you might know her from Astro 1. Hildred Robinette. It's going to be an awesome show. She's the lady that not only is a good psychic medium and ghost hunter, but birthed and guided the beginning of what I'm doing today, 10 years ago. If I didn't meet this lady exactly when I did and how I did, I wouldn't be doing this today, probably. So stay tuned next week, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're in the thoughts. Take care, everybody. Blessings to you all. Thank you.